afternoons 3 to 6.
Put the politics aside and let's get serious, people.
This is News Radio 106.7 Atlanta.
I'm Rob Stadler. Coming up, it sent customers running for the door.
Shoppers thought there was an active shooter inside a Publix. I'm Mark Teichner. Coming up, we'll tell you what happened instead.
A Woodstock neighborhood amps up its war over flags with its HOA.
American flag is a beautiful thing, and the neighborhood looks great.
They're going up and they're staying up.
And at 7:15.
From the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Leak. The King and the Cavs head to the finals, and the Atlanta Braves head out west.
Fox 5's Joanne Feldman says a warmer, sunny holiday weekend might see isolated storms. Here's Matt Dorr and the Haviland Express Lube Traffic Center.
Downtown connector crash cleared at the Fulton Street exit. You still got some brake lights back to around Lankford Parkway. Southbound run looks great as you leave Atlantic Station. Next traffic update, 7:06.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Now the top stories from the KTMRoofing.com news desk. The search is on for two teenage boys who lit off a fireworks display inside the Publix off Camp Creek Parkway. And boy, did that send shoppers scrambling to get out.
Firefighters say the teens entered the store on Carmilla Drive, lingered around the display near the entrance, and then lit it on fire. The explosion caused panic and chaos. Shoppers ran and ducked for cover. One told us she thought there was an active shooter. One person suffered minor injuries. A couple of kids were checked out for smoke inhalation. The explosion left a mess and ruined a number of the store's displays and products. Mark Teichner, Fox 5 News for News Radio 106.7.
Hey, that Republican in Montana, Greg Gianforte, wins the special election for the state's sole U.S. House seat. This just one day after body slamming a reporter from The Guardian.
I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
Gianforte said that during his victory speech. We're going to have much more at 7:08. Another case of gray death in Georgia, but this time a man in Carrollton survived after taking the lethal mix of heroin and fentanyl thanks to another drug called Narcan.
It helps counteract the drug, so it reverses the effects of the drug. In this case, it helped reverse it and bring him back.
Captain Keith Shaddix tells Fox 5 they found 47-year-old Kenneth Patterson slumped over the wheel of his car. This after he hit a parked car at a McDonald's in Villarrica. Now he's in jail, charged with possessing a controlled substance. Police investigating a deadly motorcycle accident that happened in southeast Atlanta at 2300 block of Jonesboro Road, to be exact. Police say the biker was trying to pass slower-moving traffic when he crossed the double yellow lines and crashed into the front right side of the MARTA bus. He died at the scene. Was a Metro Atlanta daycare serving milk contaminated with worms? That's a big question after a parent took a photo of a child's cup that appears to show tiny worms floating in it. DECAL, that's the Georgia's Department of Early Care and Learning, is investigating. The daycare is currently in good standing with the state, though this apparently is one of many issues they've had. Investigators have made at least 12 trips to the daycare since 2015 in a series of violations. DECAL says they will publish the name of the daycare if it turns out there were worms in the milk. Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be open in time for the Falcons' first preseason game August 26th. That is the word from team president Rich McKay.
So the building's in a good place. We're in the final stretches, and with the roof steel complete now, we know that we'll be ready to.
McKay appeared on Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio. He says the front office will move into the new stadium in about 2 weeks' time. So you think taking Uber is safe? Well, don't tell that to Zach McCormick of Marietta. He was left stranded after catching an Uber ride from the Battery at SunTrust Park.
The Uber got pulled over for speeding, and once we got pulled over, the police officer took his license and brought it back to the patrol car. And then another police officer showed up, and this police officer, they both came up to the side of the car and got the driver out of the car and arrested him.
Well, it turns out the Uber driver, Michael Thomas, had two active warrants from Alpharetta from 2014 on theft charges. McCormick thinks Uber should do a little better job background checking its drivers. He was reimbursed, by the way, for his fare. What's the worst social media app when it comes to young people's mental health? A new report claims it's Instagram. Why? Because the app draws young women ages 14 to 24 to compare themselves against unrealistic, filtered, and Photoshop versions of reality. The next three spots belong to Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. All that based on issues of anxiety, depression, self-identity, and body image. To tackle the problem, researchers called for social media platforms to take action in order to help combat young users' feelings of inadequacy and anxiety by placing a warning on images that have been digitally manipulated. By the way, the social media network that leaves you feeling most positive, it's YouTube. Can you believe it? The Force has been with us for 40 years.
It was on May 25th, 1977 that this happened. Setting off galactic fandom and one of Hollywood's most beloved franchises, it also became one of the most successful in movie-making history, propelled in some measure by all of the Star Wars merchandising. Hard to believe that director George Lucas was so sure his trailblazing film would flop that instead of attending the premiere, he went on vacation with his friend Steven Spielberg. That was a trip that led to the birth of the idea for another iconic franchise, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm Jan Johnson.
7:06 at News Radio 106.7. Let's get back to the Haviland Express Lube Traffic Center. We have our tag team of Fox 5's Katie Beasley and our Matt Doerr. Item 1, downtown connector.
It's 7585 northbound, starting to bunch up right around Langford Parkway. You had an earlier crash right at the Fulton Street exit. Traffic report sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. Still got a little bit of red back there towards Langford. Once you clear 20, though, you're doing pretty good by the rest of the way back into Midtown. Southbound traffic still looks pretty good as you leave Atlantic Station down through I-20. And speaking of the 20s, they're starting to bunch up on either side of the metro. On I-20 inbound coming in from Conyers, a site of an earlier crash at Highway 138. You still got a little residual red there. You're also touching the brakes right around Panola Road. I-20 inbound from Douglasville doing great, and it looks like they're going to clear this crash Fulton Industrial Boulevard southbound at Wharton Circle. Ask Sherwin-Williams during their National Painting Week sale and save 30% off paints and stains through May 29th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. Right now, traffic, Matt Doerr, News Radio 106.7.
I'm meteorologist Joanne Feldman with your Fox 5 Storm Team forecast. Starting tomorrow, we'll have at least some chance of storms in North Georgia for the next few days, taking us to Memorial Day. But today is rain-free and cloud-free, and after a cool start, we'll get up to 82 degrees, then 65 and mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow's rain is really for areas north of Atlanta for a few hours in the afternoon. We will have mostly sunny skies otherwise with a high of 87, and Sunday bumping it up to 88 degrees. A few spots could hit 90. The Sunday storms are just a few pop-up thunderstorms in the afternoon. Remember to get your weather updates around the clock from Atlanta's local news team, Fox 5 News and News Radio 106.7.
Johns Creek, 52 degrees. It's 59 in Dallas, 52 in Chamblee. 7:08 at News Radio 106.7.
Elected, but sorry. Civilian deaths. I'm Michael Toscano.
I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened.
Not the usual victory speech as Montana Republican Greg Gianforte wins the state's open seat in the House of Representatives despite being charged with assault for attacking a reporter.
I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry.
The congressman-elect may face up to 6 months behind bars. Syrian state media reporting that airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in an eastern town held by the Islamic State group has killed at least 35 people described as civilians, mostly women and children. President Trump is in Sicily this morning for the G7 summit, and Sarah Murray reports Russian sanctions now an issue.
One of his senior advisors said just last night that the U.S. right now has no position on whether or not it will uphold these sanctions that the U.S. has put in place under the Obama administration against Russia.
The president tweeting he's getting ready to engage the G7 leaders on economic growth, terrorism, and security. I'm Michael Toscano.
7:09 at News Radio 106.7. I'm Rob Stadler, and you're listening to the morning news. More American flags have gone up in a Woodstock neighborhood where its homeowners association is trying to limit the number of days when residents can fly the flag.
My father was in the Army Air Corps in World War II. My father-in-law in Korea. My son-in-law has done 5 tours.
We told you earlier this week about the Village of Town Lake HOA setting a rule that residents can only fly it on 23 days of the year. Well, now a local civic group has offered all the residents a flag and an 8-foot flagpole. And a lot of people have taken them up on that. There have been no comments from the HOA since the email went out earlier this week. $5,000, that's the reward being offered in the missing persons case of a 16-year-old in Spalding County. But here's the thing. The reward is being offered to anyone who can simply help them get in contact with Aubrey Carroll, who left his home in Griffin a year ago.
No matter what happened here, no matter what he perceived as being bad here that happened to him, there is nothing that can't be forgiven or forgotten, you know, or worked out or worked through.
Spalding County Sheriff Daryl Dix tells Fox 5 investigators believe Aubrey is alive. He was last seen being dropped off at a truck stop. Facebook wants to give GoFundMe a run for its money, the social network expanding its fundraising tools that let you ask friends and strangers to give money to help pay for education, medical, or other expenses. Now, the company's been testing this tool since March. With the latest update, though, it's added sports and community fundraisers as options. It's also possible to raise money for medical expenses for pets, crisis relief, funerals, and a slew of other categories. Facebook charges a fee of 6.9% plus 30 cents for payment processing, vetting, and security. All right, some science to throw at you before you grill steaks this Memorial Day weekend. It has to do with the blood that drips out of a rare steak. Well, guess what? That pink liquid, it's not actually blood. Experts point out the liquid present in the meat packaging and the stuff that trickles out after the meat is cooked is actually myoglobin. It's a protein that's only found in muscle tissue. It contains a red pigment, which is why muscle tissue is red. As a steak is cooked, the myoglobin darkens, which is why the more well done the meat is, the more gray it looks. By the way, commercial meat packers sometimes treat raw steaks with carbon monoxide to lock in the myoglobin and keep it looking a nice, fresh red color. The story of a child who had a souvenir baseball snatched out of his hands at SunTrust Park as a happy ending. It happened in Wednesday night's game.
An overzealous fan handed the ball to the little boy after reaching over the wall to snatch it up while the ball was in play. That's a no-no. Fox Sports announcer Joe Simpson cried foul when a stadium official took the ball from the boy.
Give the ball back to the kid. He's not the one that messed up.
Well, now we've learned to make it up to the little boy. The team will be honoring him at a game for his birthday next month, and they gave him a baseball, this one even cooler, signed by MLB home run leader Freddie Freeman. I'm Drew Nelson, News Radio 106.7.
7:12 at News Radio 106.7. Brandon Leak recaps the Braves' loss to the Pirates next in sports.
News updates at the top and bottom of each hour from the KTMRoofing.com news desk.
Hey, have you looked at your blinds lately? Yeah, your blinds, the things on your windows. How ugly and outdated are they? You probably don't even notice them anymore because they've been there forever. But they're crooked, they don't work, they're embarrassing. It's Rob Stadler. Time for brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. They make buying blinds, shades, and drapes fun, affordable, and easy. You get a free online design consultation. Listen how they do it. Just send them pictures of your house, and they send back custom recommendations from a professional. They'll even send you free samples, and every order, it gets free shipping. And their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. They make it all so easy. Now through May 31st, get up to 45% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Plus, save an additional 5% with the promo code ROB. That's Blinds.com to get up to 45% off site-wide and the promo code ROB for an additional 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code ROB. Rules and restrictions apply.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Traffic delays on the I-80, about an hour wait to get into the tunnel, and more congestion.
This traffic jam is music to Henry's ears. That's because he couldn't drive for 3 months due to back surgery. And since our nurse helped guide him through the recovery process, he'll gladly take this.
Move it!
Over bed rest any day. And we're moving. Aetna, you don't join us, we join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings Event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And work on your grilling chops with a Charbroil Quick Set Gas Grill now for just $79. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Grill offer valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, U.S. only.
7:15 at News Radio 106.7. Here's Brandon Leak at the R.S. Andrews Sports Desk.
The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Boston Celtics 135-102 to win Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs won the series 4-1. LeBron James finished with 35 points and passed Michael Jordan for most career postseason points. The Cavaliers move on to the NBA Finals for the third consecutive season and open up with the Golden State Warriors June 1st. The Pittsburgh Penguins won Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Ottawa Senators 3-2. In two overtimes, Pittsburgh will face Nashville in the Stanley Cup Final beginning Monday. The Braves head west as they open up a weekend set with the Giants tonight. First pitch is set for 10:15. The Braves fell 9-4 to the Pirates in an afternoon affair yesterday. Jaime Garcia takes the mound for the Braves tonight. He's 1-3 with a 4.07 ERA. The Atlanta Falcons continue organized team activities with practices continuing next week. From the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Leak on News Radio 106.7.
Sponsored by Kauffman Tire. Remember, if your Braves player hits a fourth inning homer this season, they're going to save $144 the next business day instantly when you buy four tires at any Kauffman Tire location. Kauffman Tire, the tire guys you can trust.